This is the Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 30306-4, Identification. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them next. The summer driving season is in full swing, and next our thoughts will turn to over the river and through the wood to grandmother's house we go. In modern America, that might be a trip to Florida or a ski excursion to Colorado. If you make that holiday drive, it's more important than ever to visit Import Auto Maintenance and let them give your vehicle a once-over lightly. Let them visually inspect those belts, hoses, including that all-important braking system, before that dreaded check engine light comes on. Why wait for something to fail? Practice a little preventive maintenance. No onboard computer can predict any part failing. That device only tells you after the fact that may be too late. Visit importautomaintenance.com and look for the $20 first visit coupon. Call Sam at 615-521-2590. Ask for the pre-holiday inspection special or swing by 308 Craighead Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203 for your navigator. For us old-time Nashville, that's Melrose. Craighead connects Nolensville Road and Franklin Road, 8th Avenue South. Call Sam, 615-521-2590. Ask for the pre-holiday inspection special. Oh, it's okay to talk to Art, too. Last week on the New Media Curmudgeon, I referred to, and here I quote, evergreen copy, unquote. It's an arcane newspaper term. You trot out evergreen copy when there is no big news from East Palestine, Ohio. You know, that place where President Biden didn't go because he was told it was a suburb of Jerusalem. I admit to being surprised today by a story from Ramsey Solutions. 10 best money-making apps. It's a crock. As I've heard Dave Ramsey say on his radio many times, and here I quote, there's no way to spend yourself to wealth, unquote. I did take some time to read the story. Here's the 411. It's a variation on a theme. Consider this former commercial. A business claims to have earned $20,000 in rewards cashback to expand its business. At the rate of 0.025%, the typical reward, that business would have had to spend $2.5 million. Some expansion. The only money to be made by these so-called reward apps is by the app developer and the smartphone provider, Apple or Droid, and perhaps by the phone provider. In today's world, just about every app now requires an account and or a subscription. It's a polite word for a fee, and it means just one more password to manage. Stuttgart passes. I got over creating accounts when Walgreens announced theirs. FYI, you can find a subscription management apps in Google Play and the App Store. There is only a downside for the user. You're trading your metadata or information for a dubious benefit, mostly signing up for a blizzard of email reminders to buy more stuff. A final example of this is Amazon Prime. We get to pay $199 a yearly just so Amazon can sell me their junk. I guess it had to happen. Not long ago, Dave told a listener that mostly his associates are managing his digital presence, and that includes numerous podcasts, special newsletters, and the daily radio show. In case you haven't noticed, the digital world is a morass, and we are competing for a pixel of space in a crowded mind. Thank you, Steve Woodruff. So, gentle listener, I leave it to you. Yes, there are numerous third-party reward apps, but you download them at your peril. Just remember, your banking partner also may have reward points, which is only fair after 40 years of lending you money at 18.5% monthly. These apps have been designed by the same financial wizards who created interest on demand deposits or checking accounts, which have not been a windfall for most users. However, in the interest of transparency, access Ramsey Solutions and look for 10 best money-making apps and take your choice.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. If you find that you've eaten a sufficient quantity of food and you still feel hungry, it might actually be that you need digestive enzymes. That's right, sad to say, but that's one of the things that we don't make as much of as we get a little bit older. So check in with a good nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor. See if your doctor can direct you to someone that can help you figure out what enzymes you need so that you can better gauge what is hunger and what is actually digestion. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. This is Lily Hudson. See you next time.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail. Leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. This has been the Wizard of iPhone Speak, Series 3, 03-06 for identification.
There, 10,000.